dig a tunnel in a city too, because it's like there's so much shit. I just assumed I would fall. Like there would be like a pipe or like a scary thing in there. But these guys just, because there is a whole the city bike thing near me. Like there's one on like the end of my block. And there's just a hole in the ground there, and you can see like 10 feet down there. Like, and it's a pretty big, it's like a foot wide hole. Whoa. And so I'm like, I guess you can just like, there's just kind of some empty real estate underneath all of us.
I mean, what real estate is left in New York? The only place motherfuckers can even go is downward.
Well, that's what I want to do, is I want to start digging in my apartment building and maybe start Airbnb-ing that shit out.
Mm. Ooh.
Like, Brandon, maybe you can rent
75
my,
a night?
Instead of staying at Adams. Fucking pigsty.
Yeah, there
maybe,
we go.
Maybe you can rent out my.
I start renting out Braces Tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not free. Because obviously, like, I have to pay property taxes eventually. I assume.
Of course.
We don't got no problem.
Yeah. And like, I took out a loan or whatever for my credit card to do it, and so like, I would make it nice-ish. Like, it would be IKEA stuff in there.
I don't need much. Just give me one of those like IKEA karate chop tables.
Mm-hmm. And you like, know? You know, an
and
air
I'm,
mattress.
I'm situated. Little, you know, Roku. I'll get back in.
Not
Roku
like Roku
City.
Or whatever, but like you could like I wouldn't, you know, maybe not connected to the internet, but like you could use your laptop. You could stream it or whatever.
Okay.
We could put a little tablet in there. Just like put a tablet in the dirt.
Yes.
And you could kind of just stuff it in there.
And then it asks you for 20% tip after every single thing you do, like after every show. God, how powerful. I can't believe I got out of forward. I haven't worked at like a cash register in like, I don't know, like 6 years or whatever. But I would have loved it to be able to spin something around at somebody.
Oh, 20%. To spin the tablet. And be like, give me the amount that you would give me if I was walking to and from a table.
Yes, yeah, I would love, and because we had a tip jar. I worked at it was a flower shop for a really long time. We had tip jars. No one ever. I was bad at my job, and I did a like even worse job than someone who would just be bad at it would do. That makes sense. I was very bad at that, but I would still for the effort. Give me $5.
Your employment history got to be among the wildest.
It's insane. I was a florist for the longest time.
Oh, yeah. Wait, was that in between? Wait, was that?
This after you came back from Syria?
No, well, I did it. I've done it up until a few years ago, but I was a florist for 5 or 6 years. Then I worked at a boxing gym, and then I was fought in the war. And then I came back, and I worked as a florist. I worked at a few different florists.
So you were a florist between?
I was a florist both.
War and the podcast.
Back, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I worked at a brewery.
Are they still making that? Are they still making that movie?
The movie? No, the movie. Thank God, it got canceled or like whatever.
It's so funny that there was gonna be a movie where Jake Gyllenhaal played.
That would have been
Brace.
Insane, bro.
Where Jake Gyllenhaal plays my friend Brace.
There's no way that wouldn't have ruined my life. There's no way that would have fucked my shit up forever. I would have to live in the shadow of some like immediately forgotten Jake Gyllenhaal movie for the rest of my life. Cause like, you know, like some like what's that movie they made about like there was a War Dog or something? Not War Dogs.
War Dogs?
No, not War Dogs. It was a movie they made about a literal war dog in Afghanistan. And like,
oh my God. Wait, what's that? Oh fuck.
You know
what
it's
about. The one with like Channing Tatum.
Yes,
right?
The Channing Tatum. I never saw it.
Channing
but I saw
Tatum
the
dog movie.
It would have been just
what is it?
They would have just been.
Oh, it's called Dog, bro. It's called Dog.
It's called Dog.
It's,
wow, they got the rights to the name Dog,
bro. The movie is literally called Dog.
That's
we were like, we're like,
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. What's that movie with Channing Tatum? Dog movie. What is it? I look it up, bro. It's literally called Dog. What the fuck?
I fuck with that so heavy.
But if they had
the
made,
movie is called Dog.
If they had made the Jake Gyllenhaal Brace movie, then that's just like what I would have my life would have been. I would just be like, oh, you're the guy that made the Jake Gyllenhaal. But no one would have seen it, right? It would have been like a shitty. It would have been like Dog or something.
Yeah.
And so it would just be like a thing that would be like a bad movie that no one saw. That was kind
except
of
for like hood dudes in front of bodega. Yes. Hey, there go Donnie Darko. That's the it's the darky Donnie Darko nigga. Look at him.
That's crazy, because that is like, what would that movie have been?
Awful.
It wasn't going to be any notes of comedy.
No.
Right? Like,
no, it was It would have been serious.
That would have been so fucking rough.
And they would have changed it to be like not about me exactly. And so it would have been like
just that, just doing that but, more than you doing it.
But I mean, what, everyone would associate me with that character. And so everything that character do would be my real life instead of my real life to people.
Would you like it more or less if Gyllenhaal did the maestro nose?
Oh my God. If they had done it full, I'd like. I think the maestro nose could have been good.
Yeah. 4 hours of prosthetics every day.
The maestro nose plus the Macklemore, like, get up.
Oh, if he did the, when Macklemore
actually,
was doing
if they
the
had
thing,
Macklemore
yeah.
just in it, that would have been sick. But
I mean, I am kind of, I am rocking with Macklemore lately.
Me too, because he's, I feel like I haven't heard his music lately, which is great.
He's been He's been very vocally.
He stopped making music.
Vocally supportive.
I've been really rocking with him since he stopped making music. It's been. You know who I did catch up with recently? By catch up with, I mean looked at on the internet, was Mattis Yahoo. And he's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
He's not in the getup.
He's
just like a long. I mean, he still loves Israel, but he's like a long, just like a long hair, like weed guy now.
Okay. Oh, hilarious. Do you know? Oh, yeah, look at that. Do you know Kosha Dills?
Dude. That is...
Wait. Fucking... fuck Kosha Dills.
That's a guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, you haven't seen him? Oh, my
God. It's not a brand of hip-hop pickles that they're trying to sell.
Oh, you don't...
Well,
no.
He is.
MC
I would call like the guy that? A hip-hop pickle, but it's a... Yeah. It's a... It's just one guy. I've met Kosha Dills.
I have as well.
It's not
we
hip-hop
all,
branded pickles.
We all
okay,
end up
I just want
to
be sure.
Kosha Dills at some point, and I will say that he is... I know for a fact that he is getting paid to make Zionist propaganda right. He's posting like these videos on Instagram where he's like, he's basically doing like jaywalking, but with like Palestinian protesters or like protesters that are there.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's like,
in support
he's looking
Palestine,
the camera like,
and being like, oh, yeah, look, oh, they don't.
That one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she doesn't know, you know, what the Balfour Declaration was or something. Like some
and I know and I know and I know for a fact that those videos are being paid for.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I would not be surprised at that that at all. He is, but it's crazy because I feel like in his political activism we lost one of the best rappers. Probably of this generation, right? Because it's like it sucks because I think Tupac will come back when all this stuff about bitches and hoes and gold chains or whatever goes away.
Yeah, it kind of ceases to be. Yeah.
Ceases to be, but we have like strong whites like Kosha Dills up there just like talking about stuff that hip hop is all about. Israel. What else?
Yeah.
White. Well, no, he's Jewish. So black women. What else?
Well, he's
starting a family with a black woman.
Starting a
for
family
sure.
with a black woman.
Big
Kosha Dills, by the way, like before
he's like 50.
Before he was doing this move where he's like, I don't know, he's become like a mascot for Zionism.
Yeah.
Right? Like prior to this, I do remember he tried to cash in on the yay anti-Semitism, right? And he made a Kanye diss track or whatever. And I was like, sometimes I just like look at what he's posting and I see the follow back button and I'm never going to press it.
Oh.
But he's Kosha Dills. He's always like, he was posting about his like, yay, anti-Semitism track, whatever, his like yay diss, and he kept posting about like, oh yeah, it's like 100, I just got 100,000 more views on my yay diss. And then you go to the video and all the comments are just, it's just like groipers, it's just like it's all just like anti-Semites like blowing up these videos. Like that's like the only reason why that video was like,
he's doing
making
Cool Beans
splash.
Comedy.
Yeah.
He was on Wildin' Out too, right?
Oh yes. Yeah, I believe so.
That's
I believe so.
Did you ever? I feel like you would have been great on that. to rap.
He got approached.
He did?
At one point. I never actually the call never came in. No, I
they said
I
he had to fist fight Cat Williams. Yeah. He was like, I feel like nah.
2016 Brandon could have like
could have done it.
I feel like I could have gotten in there.
But yeah, that's I would have been great for you. They need a Filipino because you're swag, obviously. No, yeah, not swagapino, yes, but you have white boy swag with a little bit of Filipino flavor.
Absolutely.
And I think that is something that's missing from modern rap, which is just all about bitches and hoes. And like very little of it is about being white, which is, I think, what rap is. Mm-hmm. If we go to the roots of hip hop music, yes, it's about being Jewish. And so like it's black people mostly singing about the Jewish experience in New York. And I think that Kosha Dills really brings it. He's like 55
years old. If I think about Tougher and the Leather real hard.
Exactly.
It kind of.
The Fat Boys was about being Jewish.
Yeah, they was working at a hospital.
His age is.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Because I saw him at one time. Oh, wait. You can't find his age.
Because he's got the same sort of desiccated
42. He's 42.
As Michael Rapaport. Like, you ever see, like, Michael Rapaport looks like a medieval plague victim? Like, he looks like somebody who's like, you see, like, you don't see faces like that anymore. That's the kind of face you would see of a body lying on, like, the back of a cart being drawn through your village. And it's like, because it's just, he's got boils. So he kind of is, I do take it seriously. Like, when I see Rappaport's face, I'm like, I know Judaism is real because you do look like the seven plagues or whatever are upon you. Like, locusts have bit your skin. And like the water you drink from is poison because you drink it from the Nile with your hands. And that God has like come down here and like you were the firstborn son, but they killed you, but they just made you crazy ugly instead accidentally because God was really busy. And you were like, they didn't really believe that. They're like, no way this is the firstborn son because he's malformed like a fifthborn son or whatever.
We supposed to be following this ugly motherfucker yeah, around. Exactly. Y'all serious? Like, hell nah.
He looks like, you ever, like, you know how like and you see a medieval painting, you're like, oh, everyone's so fucked up. Imagine an ancient painting, like an ancient photorealistic painting. Michael Rapaport, all the guys following Moses probably look like Michael Rapaport. Just like the skin is just so, it's falling off. I mean, obviously, you guys
never exfoliated nothing.
And it's crazy because, like, I feel like, yeah, he's an actor, right? We know Michael Rapaport is a good actor.
Right.
But I don't understand why he keeps repeating.
I've seen Money Train.
His role from fucking RoboCop from when he gets sprayed with the acid and is, like, melting off. It's like, I get that you were in that movie. I don't know why you still have to keep dressing like that. But, like, Rapaport and Kosha Dills have kind of, like, the same. I have skin. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I got dandruff, bro. I put the shampoo on. Obviously, some other Jewish people that I know in New York have the same problems. And all of us medicate, and we do the things that we're supposed to do. I just ask you, Kosha Dills, Michael Rapaport, why don't you put some lotion on?
Lotion is for everybody. Sometimes people don't think it's for them. It's for you, too.
Yeah.
I'm finding the Kosha Dills, Michael Rapaport collab.
They collabed
right now.
Oh,
yeah, they were all on Wild and Out together in an episode. Damn. And I'm looking at now there's a
Wild and Out.
Kosha Dills Michael Rapaport TikTok where they're at a Free the Hostages some kind of Free the Hostages thing. Kind of event.
I'd like to elaborate on when I said Zionism wasn't sexy, because they do be fucking a lot, right? Mm-hmm. It's like getting ass is a big tenet.
Yeah. Well, because we need more, their whole thing is we need more Jews. And so they have like, they're like, Jews can only come from a Jewish mother. And so like, their whole thing is like, we need you to fuck Jewish women. And that is a tough sell sometimes, frankly. And so they like it is, you know, I'm not saying that a Jewish guy isn't a tough sell, but you can fuck as many Jewish guys as you want. Yeah. Does it make more Jews?
Sales either way. You do it gets like it could get tough to make that deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it is kind of because you go on Birthright, right? Like Brandon, you went on Birthright.
Yeah, Brandon.
No, he did.
Nah, he gonna lie to you right here.
He went on Birthright last year.
He was out there. Yeah, he was very recently.
That's why he's thanked in Borat too, because it was thank you for going on birthday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Movie.
Oh yes, yes.
Thanks
I
for
did
pulling
get,
up.
Yes, he did. I my name came up in your Chapo recently.
Yeah.
Because you guys were talking about that like insane guy. Yeah, Lee Kern, who's really been going off.
Uh-huh.
And then you, I think you found out live on air that I'm in the special thanks.
Special thanks, and it was because you spent whatever 11 days in Tel Aviv in 2021.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is crazy on Berkeley because Jewish.
Look, I wrote a couple jokes on Zoom for Borat 2. I don't endorse any of the stuff that Lee Kern is saying on there. Okay,
he was out there busting guns.
I want to be clear, guys.
Yeah,
he went out there.
Brandon was out there. Brandon converted. They. Well, how come I saw that Moyle?
It was him.
Yeah, they do. They make you
Mike
look. They,
he had Mike.
It was
Huckabee
a formality. They do make you. Yeah, they make you convert if you're doing punch out. If you're doing punch up for Borat 2.
I walked into the synagogue one time, the Silver Lake Synagogue, and who do I see but Brandon Wardell in the like the style of The Shining, looking forward while a guy is just. I see a hat bobbing in his lap, and I say, "What are you doing?" Yeah. And he says, "I'm getting it's the Moyle. He's just finishing it. He's spitting it out." And I watch.
I'm buffering right now.
And I watch you get your dick sucked for about 10, 11 minutes straight.
Crazy.
We make eye contact when you nut, Brandon. It's crazy.
But let me be. Yeah,
that dude sounded like some shitty.
But
dude too.
Let me be clear. I was getting my dick sucked.
You were. You were playing with his hair.
I was not sucking dick.
He was making a little dick. Braid, and he was twisting it around.
No, I was twirling it around.
I'm twirling
the pants.
And you kept going. Like, you kept making eye contact with me and going, "Look at this!" Like kind of like
you putting rollers in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was
I was doing a fun shrug.
And I'm in there. I'm trying to get to the writer's room for Borat 3.
You're minding your business. Yeah. You just was looking for the
I end up watching Brandon Wardell get his shit freaked on by a rabbi for, I'm going to say, 35 minutes. And then he says, "Give me 10, my refractory period shorter since I converted," which we never heard about again, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, on Birthright, they really will like try to get you laid for the first time, so you have like a sexual connection to Israel. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, because then that is forever linked.
Yeah.
To your pride in Israel. Yes.
Yeah. It's no, why I keep going back to Woodbridge because I lost my virginity in Woodbridge, Virginia. If I didn't ever get ass there, I'd never go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, Brace, did you go on Birthright?
Hell no, I didn't go on Birthright, dude.
Okay. Oh, Adam did though.
Adam did. Yeah, 2 years
Adam
ago.
Adam did. Yes.
Adam went after Stav left because he's like, "I gotta find myself now. Like, I gotta find my place in the world."
Man.
Adam spent the whole year after Stav left. Adam spent a whole year in a kibbutz because he's like, "It's time. Like, I've been lost in this showbiz shit for too long." He's like,
I don't like to talk about it, but
exactly. Adam was kidnapped October 7th. Yeah. Adam was one of those people. I was looking at videos. I see Adam on the back of a little motorbike with all these guys around
him. With a camo hat on.
He spent about 10 hours in the tunnels before they got rid of him because of his dandruff.
She's down there drinking Coronas and shit.
Adam's dandruff was clogging up the air filters from the from the underground Hamas tunnels, and they had to just get him out.
Hey, Bruce, let me ask you a question. Because I'm like, you guys, True and I was like the first guys letting everybody know about the Epstein shit. Like, you kind of put a lot of people onto what was happening.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening to the current episode about Nexium and Keith Rainier.
Oh, yeah. My guy.
But I'm already late on that. Like, I'm asking you, I'm wondering who is like the next evil white man that we need to be looking out for? You feel me? Like, what's coming on the horizon in terms of treacherous white men in America?
That is a good one. I mean, I want to say me, but I don't think I have the
You might be on the board.
I feel like for a second it was going to be Bill Gates. I mean, obviously not to the same level. Mm, he just partook in, like, you know, the services of others.
But
I don't. I think, you know what? With stuff like this, you're never gonna know until it hits. There's no way
you
to predict.
You gotta wait.
Because if we knew, we would know.
You would already be up. Okay.
But you know,
That's why they call that's why it's called the present.
You know who? But you know who's gonna eventually his ticket's gonna get punched. Leto, Jared Leto. I think legitimately.
How is it not?
Legitimately, the Jared Leto Me Too is like, it is.
There is. I do not understand how this is not. He is so protected. We just talked about this like the other day.
Yeah, we did.
And it's like, I do not understand.
And then as soon as we left, he had a movie playing on Bounce TV as soon as we got done that day.
He is. I'm going to tell you, when that one hits, it's going to be a supernova because so many people, I think, know and probably participated in some way that it's going to be like a weird. But I mean, it's a supernova.
I know
no one's going to get drunk.
Like I know a girl who he tried to smash when she was like 16.
Yeah. Oh, Jared. It's nothing.
I don't like there's so much anecdotal. You know, there's a lot there.
In like the first month that I lived in LA, I heard like firsthand accounts from multiple people that were not nice.
I do not understand how Jared Leto, but Jared Leto is like, how is he so protected? Because there's so many people who've gone down for like much less.
Yeah, yeah, and so I don't know, but it is that one is I'm always just waiting for the other shoe to drop with Leto. That's like, because I also don't like the way that he looks physically. I think he looks weird.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he looks evil. Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
I don't like seeing him on the TV. No, he does look evil.
He
does
looks
like
the opposite of Penelope Cruz to me.
I like how Penelope Cruz is just sort of the. That's like
I think she's the,
baseline
the most,
I mean, she's the
woman
one.
In
she's
the
one. Yeah.
She's the one. Yeah.
She's,
I think she would like
perf.
Me if I met her.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that your description for somebody that you don't like looking at is like
the opposite.
It's like it's like looking at not Penelope Cruz.
Yeah,
but no, I get it. No, Jared Leto is I don't know how he's still cooking.
He's still cooking.
He will not
he's still
stop
cooking. He's still cooking.
He will not stop, and I don't understand.
He was at the Met Gala dressed like a cat last year, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was. Nuts. Do you remember?
Let me tell you, I'd like to take that cat to a kill shelter. Which, by the way, I do donate to kill shelters. Like, I know people like they're like out of vogue or whatever. But do you want a bunch of dogs running around the neighborhood?
I just want one nice dog that understands English. The rest
just
of them,
every town needs
them,
you get 20
along.
Dogs a town. I don't care if the town's Los Angeles or if it's like a tiny little Carmel by the sea. Every town gets 20 dogs.
Damn, shout out when, to Carmel by the Sea. I've been up there.
I like the Carmel by the Sea pool. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Over there.
Big Sur?
What is going on with Jared Leto, I remember when he did Suicide Squad, he was like quote unquote going method, right? Where he was playing Joker. And so he was sending castmates like used condoms.
No.
Like he's like, oh,
this
like
is the Joker's
way the,
jism.
Like what the Joker would do. And it's like,
I never saw that episode.
Yeah, yeah. Which episode of Batman did the Joker?
Is that Batman Forever?
Joker's tying the tie. He's like, oh, hold on.
What?
Let me take this off.
That's Batman Beyond for sure. I ain't seen a lot of Batman Beyond.
That's the R-rated Batman. I will say, if someone sent me a used condom, I would be like, you are the Joker. That's crazy. You're the most twisted freak ever.
You would respond to it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This nihilistic act is insane.
Yeah, he was like... He was coming into jacking off into a condom, tying it up, putting it in an envelope, and then sending it to Will Smith.
Oh,
that's crazy!
And Will Smith just like a fucking buzzball.
yeah, he was just like, ha ha, this joke is crazy.
Oh yeah, just doing shooters. Oh, that is okay. Brace, I don't think Brace knows about his Will Smith's. Short-lived Quibi show, This Joker.
No.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Right in the middle of Will having a mental breakdown, He decided to do this show with 12 comedians where Will, the goal was for Will to learn how to do stand-up. And it was looking crazy.
Riding around
online.
On a bus, on like
they're
a
on
double
a
bus, decker
bus. They go through like Vegas.
They're in Vegas.
No, what do you guys know any of the comedians?
We knew all of them.
I mean, a lot of them are like, yeah, I mean, there were some funny comics on that show. Rosebud.
Cat Williams was unavailable.
Oh, it's not like older guys. It's like younger people.
No, it's
people?
Like younger.
No, it's like newer, up and coming comics.
No,
yeah.
Swear to you.
And Will
nuts.
Smith was. There was like one day where we saw like 12 of our peers posting selfies with Will Smith, and it was like I gotta say, like them all doing it at once. It's really. It kind of hurt the numbers on.
Yeah, of course.
For like every, if it was just one, everybody would be like, "Damn."
Yeah.
You and Will Smith, but this is right before things started falling apart. Mm-hmm. But that was Jamel made a good point about this, where he was like, "That's when I knew something."
I could
was
tell
about
immediately once I saw the Instagrams. It's like this shouldn't be happening. Yeah. He's not supposed to be twerking on whoever that is. Is not supposed to have a butt cheeks on Will Smith right now.
What is Will? What was Will's best joke from the Quibi show?
Ooh, now did I see
what's his closing?
Him do stand up? No idea.
Oh, I never watched.
Gotta be something about
it.
Willow.
Oh God, yeah. Probably about something about his weird kids.
Yeah, if I had to guess. But I also didn't watch that shit either.
You guys feel like you should have been picked for it, and like you think that it wasn't. What celeb do you think you could do it for? Like instead of Will Smith, like do you think you could do one with like? I'm trying to think of a celebrity like Penelope.
I'll take back everything I said about Jared Leto.
Like, do you think you guys could teach Penelope to do stand up?
Easily.
Oh yeah, I don't.
I'm a Selma Hayek guy.
No
myself,
people.
But
no people
way,
that. People that beautiful shouldn't do stand-up.
I've never also seen a genuinely good-looking stand-up comedian. Like, Matt Rife, obviously, is like, mm-hmm. I had a lot of surgery or whatever done. But
right.
And also, it drove him insane. It's like, stand-up comedians, there's an outer and an inner ugliness to them. That is kind of like, right. It's like a yin-yang completely made out of shit.
Yeah.
And... it's almost like a swastika. Like when I see every comedian, it's like a swastika. Yeah. This like immediate this image that you know what it is, and you're like, ooh, there's evil behind that, and like it's bad.
Yeah,
it's. But if I did see a good looking stand up comedian, I would probably feed them to Louis.
Like Jabba the Hutt style?
Yeah.
Like Jabba the Hutt. Like, I feel like all the high ones was in the 80s, bro.
Yep, like Cat Williams.
Cat Williams also started in the 80s, probably.
Well, I guess
think
he's
probably
90s.
Like 89, 90.
Yeah. What's their comedians from the 80s?
Shoot.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy. He was pretty good.
Eddie Murphy.
His leather suit. He had his nuts
Eddie
out.
Murphy was like, yeah, no, I mean, that's
the stuff. He looked like a real guy. Yeah, that's the thing is you don't see a lot of, like, if you go to, like, a stand-up show, it's like nobody on stage, there's, like, an uncanny valley thing where they kind of look like, uh-huh. They look almost like when you see, like, mentally ill people's drawings online or something. It's like you know what a person looks like theoretically or someone was described a person to you. But when
Elaine Boozler.
Lane
I'm
Boozner.
Trying to think.
I'm looking her up.
Oh, I'm
trying to
totally. I for sure pipe a Lane Boozler.
There's some attractive modern comics, but to the point about not looking like real people, like that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Lane Boozler looks good.
She's got a thing about her, man.
She's got
she
a thing about
Kaufman.
Andy.
Yeah.
But that's like another guy that looks like a freak, right? Like Andy Kaufman's crazy looking.
I had like a big crush on early Sarah Silverman.
Early Sarah Silverman? I have a crush on late Sarah Silverman because now I feel like I got a chance.
I mean,
I've been watching.
The attainability.
I started watching Entourage. I want to say this. I've never watched Sopranos. I've never watched The Wire. I've never watched any of the HBO shows like that.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't watched The Sopranos.
It's too much. There's too many seasons. But Entourage is incredible. Sarah Silverman, Ari tries to fuck her very early on in the first season.
Yeah, they're when they all go when Vince is a guest on Kimmel.
Yes. Which I didn't realize that Jimmy Kimmel's been around that long, like doing that.
Oh, he's been. Oh, I mean, you were never watching The Man Show.
I mean, I was no. You're I never watching I, the. You and I have watched The Man Show together, Brandon.
He definitely made you watch The Man Show.
Oh, did we watch The Man Show?
Where did he make you put on The Man Show?
We were hanging out at Sarah's apartment. We're made having us a put good time, on The Man right? Show.
And then
damn,
Brandon loves hanging out with a group of people and then be like, "Put on this TV.
It's time to watch TV right
it's
now.
Time to watch."
Oh yeah,
TV.
I saw you on. Yeah, we were at the New Year's function. I was putting on Beetlejuice.
That's true. Yeah, you put on Beetlejuice at New Year's Eve.
But it's just like it's something to have on in the background, you know.
You turn it up all the way.
The ball dropped. The ball
That's
drops.
True. After the ball drops, anything goes. Anything
after
goes.
The ball drops.
Will shift an environment.
You can put on whatever you want. After
he
the ball
will
drops.
Shift an environment
you
on
do,
your ass.
You do. You alter the vibe in a way that I've never seen before. That is
it's definitely unique.
Yeah. You bring a certain je ne sais quoi to any function that frankly I have never encountered from any other person before.
Also, yeah, shout out to Rita Rudner. That's who I was thinking of.
Rita Rudner. Rita
Rudner.
Yeah. You don't really get a lot of Rita Rudners anymore. Or
I was
Elaine
watching Rita
Boozler.
Rudner. I was at the crib watching.
No, those
Rita
are
Rudner,
those are 80 names. Barry Sobel, an 80s,
oh,
an 80s guy.
Rita
One
Rudner.
Of the hottest.
Oh. Barry. No, I'm not saying he's hot. I was not saying he's hot. I'm just naming guys that like
stated
are Barry
clearly.
80s. Yeah, I need to
listen, Barry. Yeah. We not let saying
be,
that.
Let me be clear. Yeah, no, that's no. I was just thinking of like very people that are very 80s guys.
Yeah, yeah. Rita Rudner is
very
the most 80s
comics. But no, there are hot comedians among us.
I used to think Judy Gold.
But
was
I don't want
to
like I think
name
it's,
your,
it
name
would
your
be,
top five it, prettiest comedians.
Yeah, it'd be uncouth for me to just like be like, oh, here are the peers that I would fuck or like. Have
or
like that's,
yeah
like that would be crazy
that would be I don't yeah so, that yeah, would be
the
crazy.
List would be too indicative of the man's taste
exactly
we don't need to get into all that we're
for
we're
all guy Brandon you should I think that you should just maybe start fucking male comedians see what that
well yeah I mean no because I've plateaued. And
yeah he
so,
already said he was with it
yeah,
a couple weeks ago
so we, if like you know, we need a double jump.
You should fuck
I
like,
need to
yeah.
I should fuck Gerard.
No, that'd be crazy. Get if y'all was holding hands outside of like Earth Cafe or something.
Who's Gerard?
Yeah. Gerard Carmichael.
I don't know. I don't
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know.
He's one of them tall he's a top dog.
He's a top he would he fuck Brandon Wardell?
He might
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
Maybe
on a right. I'd have to like
he might only be into like buff dudes. But
no,
really,
I don't
know his taste.
You don't know.
I think
we
have
not.
I think he's.
We
I
have
think
not
he's
seen
like
his taste.
Fucking like white twinks.
Oh yeah,
you're almost there.
I think he's. Yeah. I think he's going to. I
when
think
I
he's
take my
the one other gay guy at the barbershop.
Yeah. When I take my glasses off and let my hair down, like you know, I can clean up like on a good day. Me on a good day.
Yeah, on a good
I
day.
I think that.
Which
yeah.
When was the last time you had one of those? God.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, come on.
Hey, I'm busting your balls.
Nah, you're a ball buster. You're a ball
That's
buster.
That's a big chop bust right
hey, I'm
there.
Needling your nuts.
That's a big
Oh, man.
God
the
damn.
Roast
well,
the roast of Brandon Wardell. I'd bring a gun. Well, that'd be so cool to smoke a dude at his roast.
It's the only thing we haven't seen.
Yeah.
You just draw.
Yeah.
Quite a closer.
That's enough out of you, Jeff Ross.
Six
Who's
shots,
the roast master
six
now?
Six shots at Alita
Who's
Dunham?
The roast master now?
Yeah, you could. Well, if you call him gay in a peculiar way, you should be able to become the roast master. Like, you should get his mantle.
It should look... No, that it should be like the rules of the Santa Claus, where what? If you kill Santa, you become Santa. So, like...
That's what happens to Santa Claus. If you kill Santa Claus, you become
no,
Santa
in,
Claus.
Sort of, in
yeah,
the
he
Santa
dies
Claus,
at the dude's
1994,
crib, and now the other dude is Santa.
Santa Claus falls off Tim Allen's roof,
oh.
And then Tim Allen puts on the suit and becomes Santa.
I never
so
saw
like
that.
This is how Oh, you haven't seen The Santa Claus?
No, well, no. Well, gotta... When I was growing up, mostly we watched movies like Showa, Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Night and
yeah.
Fog.
Mm. Cinema. Mm.
Yeah, but no, you can watch your Christian movies, Brandon.
No, yeah. You only watch films that made you reflect on the
yeah.
the Jewish
on the plight. Tragedies. Yeah.
Yes. Your inherited trauma.
Are you Catholic?
I was like raised Catholic, but
they love it in the Philippines.
They love it. They love it. Now it's I haven't really checked back in.
Oh,
if Shia wants to get active at whatever Echo Park Catholic Church, let's
the Echo
we'll get
Park
to
Parish.
It. Yeah, we'll fucking get to it. Well. I think we did the damn thing.
This seems like an episode.
This
of
is
the
a
show.
You know this is a good episode. It's a you know.
Thanks for coming out, sir.
Guys.
Thank you for having me,
Bryce. Thank you. I don't know, anything you want to. Anything you want to plug? You have nothing to plug.
I have nothing.
There's nothing to plug.
Listen to TrueNine. If you're not listening to TrueNine already, you know, get your life right.
You know what? I'll plug. You know what? I'll do this. I'll plug my dickhole. I'll plug my dick hole for you guys on camera.
Yeah,
plug that up, man.
Yeah, plug it
I'll
up.
I'll put a thumbtack in it.
Yeah,
big brace, man.
Yeah, get the concrete.
Here's the thing, because I gotta keep a thumbtack in my dick hole, because when I take it out, and then the thumbtack's back in, stops. Stops. So whenever I sort of dangle my shit, I have to. When I pee, I have to go in the toilet, and I don't sit down. I have to just lift the seat up, squat
like
above
Mario
it.
Party, whatever noise that was.
Take the it is a sickly brew, a vile mixture of urine and jism, and it comes out, and which combines the white and the gold combines to be almost a holy color. And so, if you walk in on me doing my horrible practices in the bathroom, you might think that the actual ray of heaven is descending at high volume from my dangling malformed penis.
The lyrics go melodies from heaven raining down on me.
Yeah, yeah.
If we recall,
yeah, it's true. And I would piss all either of you.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.